Blackstone Audio presents The Eyes of the Dragon by Stephen King. This story is for my great friend, Ben Straub, and for my daughter, Naomi King. Once, in a kingdom called Delane, there was a king with two sons. Delane was a very old kingdom, and it had hundreds of kings, perhaps even thousands. When time goes on long enough, not even historians can remember everything. Roland the Good was neither the best nor the worst king ever to rule the land. He tried very hard not to do anyone great evil, and mostly succeeded. He also tried very hard to do great works, but unfortunately he didn't succeed so well at that. The result was a very mediocre king. He doubted if he would be remembered long after he was dead. And his death might come at any time now because he had grown old, and his heart was failing. He had perhaps 1 year left, perhaps three. Everyone who knew him, and everyone who observed his gray face and shaking hands when he held court, agreed that in 5 years at the very most, a new king would be crowned in the great plaza at the foot of the Needle, and it would only be 5 years with God's grace. So everyone in the kingdom, from the richest baron and the most foppishly dressed courtier to the poorest serf and his ragged wife, thought and talked about the king-in-waiting, Roland's elder son, Peter. And one man thought and planned and brooded on something else, how to make sure that Roland's younger son, Thomas, should be crowned king instead. This man was Flagg, the king's magician. 2. Although Roland the king was old, he admitted to 70 years, but was surely older than that.